Well, hello people. No, I don't normally make a video during the week anymore too much, but something happened or heard about today that kind of tweaked me a bit. Now, I have a younger friend, well, let's say a work colleague that I know, and he has just walked out of his relationship with a femon, and somebody was telling me today that his son has just walked out on a relationship also. Which is a great sign for men. It means they're not going to tolerate it anymore. Apparently these femons were obviously princesses, you know. And by all accounts, I believe they were together for quite some time. No children involved, thank God, though. But this is good for men. And some men aren't even getting into the relationship game at all. And a lot of femons are asking why. And I'll tell you why, really. She's not joining you in your life. You're joining her in her life. Your life isn't important at all, really. It's basically what you can do for her and make her happy. Your happiness won't even be thought of or will take second seat at least all the time. She will expect attention 24/7 all the time and expect you to join her in her hobbies or her interests. Because she thinks your hobbies or interests are silly. And of course not all relationships are like that, but they are very similar, aren't they? And there's a good reason why a lot of people used to say men are henpecked in a relationship. Because they are. The continuously nagging goes on, doesn't it? And whether the relationship you're in is going to be a happy day or a bad day hinges on the femon, doesn't it? And they wonder why men are just walking away. According to femons, man should feel lucky that she's decided to try a relationship with us. I hope these guys that walked away from the relationship finds their life to be far better. They'll have more time, more money. They'll be able to do anything they want to do. And the way the world is now, they'll be able to get sex anytime they want to. So if any of you guys are out there that are in a relationship and just about had enough, then do what your heart is telling you to do. Man, I know men aren't supposed to think like this, but you are supposed to be happy too, not just the femon. And if you're worried about the femon won't find another man, don't worry about that at all. She's already probably got a satellite somewhere, or maybe more than one. Men, here's some information you may or may not know. We all know how crazy feminists can be. Men, they're always trying to play the victim or whatever. But here's a new cause that they're trying to get femons to do. It's called free bleeding. And what it is, if you can believe it, is when a femon has a period, they don't wear any tampons or anything. They just let it bleed all over the place, I guess. Now, how disgusting is that? Only from a femon brain. Maybe they should have a free poo day as well for femons. Maybe if they're on the bus and they need a poo, they can just poo right there and just get on with the day. I mean, some menial will clean it up, I suppose. But of course, we all know that it's men's fault they have a period in the first place. Only a mentally disturbed person would think that way. Just thought I'd share that with you. Now you take it easy out there now. And for those two guys that left a terrible relationship by the sound of it. Ooh, looks like he hit that one right out of the park.